This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, Neil, we've got one of the artists that I'm going to be featuring. This is me trying to help the art world in this strange time. I am opening up my social media for the next couple of months. It will be, I'm featuring 10 artists, and for 5 days I'm featuring each artist, and at the end, well, anytime during that 5 days, you can go and check out the artist and go direct to them and buy a piece of their art. Because a lot of artists, you know, have lost exhibitions in this time. Certainly. And what are they doing? What can they do? And so this is why I want to feature artists. And a lot of the artists I'm featuring have donated art to Joy.
Yep.
And so therefore, it's giving back to them a little bit as well. And the first artist that I'm featuring starting tomorrow is Chris. Chris, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, guys. Hi. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And you're the first artist off the rank, Chris, with my little project.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. It's terrific. It's a great initiative. It's actually a tough going for everyone at the moment, but the art is copying a real whack, as everyone knows, especially your listeners.
Yeah. And you're like, and they're... It must be so disheartening for you, Chris, because, you know, like, you had a very successful exhibition 6 months ago. Would it be now 3 months ago?
That's right. Yeah, 2019. Oh, we're coming up to a year almost, actually.
Wow, was it that long ago?
I know.
And it was at 45 Downstairs, and you did very well out of that exhibition, didn't you?
That's right. I was actually really bowled over. I was humbled by the whole experience. So it was terrific. I had a great response, but you don't take anything for granted. And something like adversity coming our way at the moment, you know, it can go two ways. I mean, we can either sort of crawl into a hole, or we can actually run with it and you know, sort of really pull our socks up. And I think I'm using it as inspiration. I think I think after 20 years of culture wars, which I will call, I won't get too political, I find this period disturbing. The virus fact, but also that the government has seen to as an opportunist way to slash the arts that they've been for a while, and they've actually what they're doing at the moment. And this is 20 years of cultural wars, so I see it. It's opportunist for the far right to actually really you know, try and obliterate the arts, as far as I can see, as far as I read it.
It's not a good time all round for the arts.
No.
So, Chris, give us our listeners, if they don't know your art, give us a bit of an outline of what you do, because it's quite unique.
Well, I'm sure your listeners know how to multitask in the, while they've been in isolation. So, if they actually go on to, if they're using their phones at the moment to listen to you, they can actually go on to either my website, chrisorr.com.au. That's Chris with C-H-R-I-S and O-R-R, and my Instagram account, which is Chris Orr A-U-S. So my last exhibition, I sort of was using cut-up old computer motherboards, foils, like cut-up foils from inside of coffee packets, Coke cans and stuff, and using them as my base sculptural imagery that I would scan in a scanner that I sort of half-built myself with using a wooden box around the side, scan it to create reflective and almost cartographic imagery that I would then overlay with, I guess we call it steel engravings, like Victorian steel engravings that were usually from Renaissance paintings.
Yep.
That's quite a bit of a an earful to try and understand conceptually. But
let me try to do it as a layman and not an artist.
Yeah.
Like these etchings that you said Victorian etchings that you had a few of them, and they're a Madonna with child, like a Renaissance
right.
painting. And what you've
That's
done
right.
is, and you've used beautiful colours with it, but then in the background of one of them, you've cut a Coke can up and you've got the Coke sign in it, so a little bit Andy Warhol-ish in a way. Or as you said, the workings of inside of computers, and you're blowing them up, and it's given this beautiful textual effect with the Madonna and baby in the background. And you don't realise what you're looking at when you see them unless you're told.
Well, that's, my ambition, I think with any art, I think it should be a state of hypnosis when, to grab, I think a job of an artist is to hypnotise someone and grab their attention. And with my art, I like people to look a few times before they actually see. I like for people to be able to see how things are actually built, and I like them to take the time and then they realise that, oh, that's made out of that. Oh, my goodness, that's made out of that. First glance, they don't realise, just see, oh, that's a pretty image, that's a lovely image, but I like people to be more engaged and have a really close look. And what I loved about my last show is that I saw people like absolutely laboriously poring over some of them for a good half hour, probably more than I spent on more of them. No, I shouldn't say that.
and the way you do it all on a computer, don't you?
Some of it's, a lot of it I use scalpels and cut up a lot of things beforehand.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of blood involved and, no pain, no gain. And scanning and stuff. But most of it, I use a pen tool on a computer on a slate or just a mouse. Down here at the moment, I'm 180 kilometres down the coast, so I'm actually using a mouse and fighting over my Mac Pro with my partner at the moment to move things along. But, a lot of it's fixed up with pen tool and stuff like that. If I'm trying to restore an old engraving as part of the look, but it's literally I would call it a multifunction polis of tools and aesthetics and applications.
And also what you've done with some of your framing is you've got this beautiful day glow perspex around it as well.
That was something that I came up with for some of them to give them some breathing space. So in essence, if you look at some kitsch religious art, perhaps Mexican icons or even the old Greek Orthodox sort of stuff that you would see more in Greece or on the islands and stuff in the small rooms, you see icons with flashing lights and stuff around the Madonna. I was trying to bring that aesthetic into it by using the day glow opaque or clear coloured acrylic and having them manufactured into boxes to give that sort of almost verging on kit, but I want it to be, ethereal and, have that sort of glowing look.
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I don't see it as kitsch at all, maybe because my whole place is very kitsch looking. But to me, it's very forward thinking. It's a frame that's not a frame, but it is a frame.
I
think you've created something very special. So,
well, it's interesting because the Catholic Church, I was contacted by the Catholic Church recently, the ANU University, and I'm like, oh, here we go, I'm in trouble for sacrilege or something. And I I'll use the analogy from Piss Christ Serrano, but I had a meeting with the Catholic Church and the curator, amazing curator, actually. She used to be at Miss Canons Caroline Field. She used to be at Australia Galleries, and she's terrific. But they called me in for a meeting, and I'm like, oh, what do they want? What do they want? And I'm like, okay, you want an explanation of my work? Yes, we want all that. And I said, okay, well, why am I here? Oh, no, we want to acquire it. So I was really surprised.
Whoa.
They bought pieces off me, and I was blown away from that because I actually thought I was verging on sacrilege with what I was producing, but no.
No, you weren't. Because it's not. It really is, you've made it into pop art, but you haven't taken anything away from it. You've made it, you contemporatized it, which is...
That's right.
Which is excellent. All right, so...
Well,
So, you know, like people can go to your website or your Instagram and we'll give that details. But as I said, for the next 5 days, starting tomorrow, I'm featuring you for 5 days on my Instagram and Facebook page and with an explanation on who you are and showing different pieces that you've created. And people then can go direct to you. I'm not a middleman. I'm just pushing people to you. And then I'll have your details on my site as well. And pushing people to you. And then you can do the deal with the people that are interested in you. And hopefully from people from all over the place. So not just Melbourne people.
That's terrific. And look, I am willing to look also to your subscribers. I'm happy to offer a discount if they mention Joy, etc. So if they contact me, there will be, you know, something in it for them as well. So
Fantastic. Chris, lovely speaking to you. I'm going to get sick of seeing your artwork in the next 5 days, and so will people on my social media. So my social media, Facebook is just David Hunt. Instagram is David John Hunt. And Chris, what's your Instagram?
It's Chris Orr, as O-R-R-C-H-R-I-S-O-R-R-A-U-S. So it's Chris Orris. It almost sounds like a dinosaur.
Right. And what's
your... look like at the moment.
And what's your website?
ChrisOrr.com.au.
Brilliant. Okay, and I'm featuring on Sunday Arts Magazine in the next few weeks, well, the next couple of months. I'll be featuring one of the artists each week that I'm doing this for. So, Chris, lovely speaking to you, and let's hope we can sell some of your art in the next few days.
Thank you so much for pulling me into this fold. It's terrific, and it's a great initiative. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure, Chris.
Thank you so much, Chris. You're here on Joy 94.
Bye.
You're here on Joy 94.
Bye.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday afternoon.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.